The takeaway from Governor Andrew Cuomo's State of the State and budget address this week in Albany for some is that the city is in trouble over Medicaid and CUNY funding. That discord between the mayor and the governor continues to hurt the city. On the other hand, in terms of environmental news, the governor's address gets high marks.
Protecting our environment is a top priority.
The Cuomo administration had set a goal that 50% of New York's energy should come from renewable. He said now this is no longer a goal, it's a requirement. Cuomo says this makes New York a leader in the fight against climate change.
We will eliminate all use of coal in New York State by 2020. We will help the few remaining coal plants transition, but we must clean our air and protect our health, and that must be our first priority.
Richard Schrader is the political and legislative director for the NRDC, the National Resources Defense Council.
State of the State was probably as good, both in terms of sketching a policy agenda for the environment and also in terms of a strong sense of direction, as any governor I've seen in my lifetime. Getting rid of coal is essential, crucial, and will be a political fight. He also discussed some very dramatic steps as far as expanding renewable resources, from solar to wind, electric vehicles. He put, you know, $10 million into charging stations for electric vehicles as just the beginning first step of a broad electric vehicle campaign, which is crucial. You know, we're never going to reach 50% renewable energy by 2030 or 100% by 2050 without a very, very substantial electric vehicle fleet. So this is very good news. There's also the terrific news as far as the Environmental Protection Fund, which is the main environmental funding mechanism in New York State for a whole variety of programs, including ocean conservation and land protections and environmental justice programs and the like. But he's almost doubled it in one shot from $177 million to $300 million, which is what the Environmental Coalition has asked for.
Cuomo says he wants the state to become the energy capital for green and clean energy products.
We have already attracted some of the largest solar manufacturers on the planet to New York State. We've already attracted some of the biggest research and development firms on the planet to New York State.
And Cuomo says the state will install solar in 150,000 homes and businesses, and that all of SUNY facilities will be converted to renewables by 2020.
We've seen over the years, whenever there's a fair amount of solar installation that takes place, the solar industry will go into that state or region and bring manufacturing facilities with it. So an investment in solar also creates the possibility of strong job component for solar workers, because the industry will come in there and actually do the manufacturing. This happened in California. And so New York is seeing California's success on this, and I think starting to move in that direction, which is an important one, because it doesn't just then respond in terms of renewable energy needs, but also creates jobs.
And $15 million will go to SUNY and community colleges to train students in sophisticated solar technology and installation. And there's been a move to do the same with wind and other technologies. As New York State transitions to renewables, nuclear power becomes obsolete, as do fossil fuel systems. And while the governor has made public his desire to close down Indian Point, he made no mention of it in his State of the State. Schrader says it's a political battle.
He's facing a very, very formidable opponent in the nuclear industry and in Entergy, the company that owns it. And trust me, we're up against Entergy all the time on a variety of fronts in Albany and the city council and nationally. So it's a very tough fight. I saw this with fracking. As Cuomo went through a long process around making a decision around fracking, the oil and gas industry is extraordinarily powerful, is a global enterprise, has unlimited amounts of money and political muscle. And to fight that, environmentalists and you know, the community organizations in upstate New York that fought fracking. We had to form a very huge and very, very aggressive coalition. And Cuomo moves along as the politics changes, but also I think with fracking, he became a true believer that fracking was dangerous. Clearly, he believes any point should be shut down, but it's a formidable political fight. I think it's going to be a successful one, though, but it's going to be over time. It's not going to happen, you know, within the next couple of weeks or months.
Meanwhile, grassroots opposition to nuclear power and to Indian Point is as crucial as any other aspect in this fight. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.